From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Lippin reporting. U.S. authorities say a shooting attack in the state of California has killed 14 people in the nation's deadliest mass shooting in 3 years. They say as many as 3 attackers opened fire on a holiday party for municipal employees in the city of San Bernardino on Wednesday. Hours later, police shot and killed 2 of the suspected assailants in a getaway vehicle in a nearby neighborhood. Authorities have identified one of the dead suspects as an American citizen, Saeed Farouk, a municipal employee of San Bernardino. Officials say they cannot rule out terrorism as a motive for the attack. A brother-in-law of Saeed Farouk appeared on television to express sadness about the incident.
Very sad that, you know, people lost their life and there's victims out there. I wish speed recovery to them. And again, I am in shock. I have no idea. I have no idea. Why would he do that? Why would he do something like this?
Well, he was speaking at a press conference held by the U.S. Council on American Islamic Relations, a group which condemned the shooting. British media say the British Air Force has carried out its first raids on Islamic State militant targets in Syria. The British Defense Ministry says the raids happened early Thursday, just hours after British lawmakers approved Prime Minister David Cameron's request to launch the operation. Britain has been bombing Islamic State targets in Iraq for more than a year, but London had refrained from striking the militants in Syria until now. Cameron had urged lawmakers to back the extension of British airstrikes to Syria, where the Islamic State group is based, saying the militants there are plotting more attacks on the West. This is VOA. The U.S. military says special forces that are being deployed to combat the Islamic State militant group will have well-planned targets in both Iraq and Syria. U.S. Army Colonel Steve Warren said Wednesday the U.S. deployment will consist of about 100 troops, including a small group of commandos. Officials say their primary mission will be to find and capture key Islamic State militants. A U.N. nuclear agency report says Iran made efforts to develop nuclear weapons in the past, although such efforts appear to have ended in 2009. The International Atomic Energy Agency report published by media outlets on Wednesday also said that Iran conducted most of its nuclear weapons work prior to late 2003. The agency's findings were based on intelligence provided by the United States, Israel, and other countries suspicious of Iran's nuclear activities. The findings also contained the IAEA's own research and interviews. Iran denies seeking nuclear weapons. Its Deputy Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi responded to the IAEA report by saying that allegations of past Iranian nuclear weapons research are a closed matter. A speech by U.S. Central Bank Chief Janet Yellen about the improving U.S. economy has prompted some experts to say the Federal Reserve is likely to raise its key interest rate soon. In her speech on Wednesday, Yellen said she expects the U.S. job market to keep strengthening and U.S. inflation to rise closer to the Fed's 2% target rate that signals a healthy economy.
I anticipate continued economic growth at a moderate pace that will be sufficient to generate additional increases in employment, further reductions in the remaining margins of labor market slack, and a rise in inflation to our 2% objective.
Some economists interpreted those comments as a sign that the Fed will raise the key U.S. interest rate on December 16th. China has agreed to invest $6.5 billion in South Africa to support the African nation's economy. Chinese and South African officials signed the agreement on Wednesday as China's President Xi Jinping began a visit to South Africa and met his counterpart Jacob Zuma in Pretoria. The Bloomberg News Agency says the promised Chinese investment includes $2.5 billion in credit for South African rail and transport operator Transnet for electrical and mechanical equipment. It says China also will provide a $500 million loan to South African electricity utility Eskom to complete its power plant construction plan. I'm Michael Lippin in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.